When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Are you ready? It's time for the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
He gets the blocks he needs. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Ole Miss.
Right up the middle, David. Big gaping hole opened up.
Touchdown, Ole Miss. Jackson Dart houses it.
Gary Darby, Chuck Roundsville, Yancey Porter, and Gordon Ford bring you the latest on everything going on with Ole Miss athletics.
It's on the turf, and the Rebels recover it.
Gets control in the dunk. Oh, my
goodness gracious.
Don't sit on the sidelines. Be part of the show. Text in your questions or comments at 662-426-1093. That's 662-426-1093.
I guess you don't have to, but you need to.
He hits one high and deep left field. Kane shading the eyes at the track, and it is gone.
Let's get to it. Here's your host, Gary Darby.
Well, let's just kind of start the show this way, all right?
35, first down, play action. Dart fires deep over the middle. He's got Wells, touchdown! Wow, this offense has been wicked for some time. Two plays, Rebels lead 6-0.
And I guess the only thing left was what would it be, and it turned out to be 52-13. Just amazing. Bang, bang, touchdown.
Two plays.
Two plays.
40 and 35 and in the end zone.
Yep. It's the spacing. It's the route trees. It's the misdirections. It's Dart having the experience of looking on one side of the field just to draw, you know, the eyes over there, and then he goes the other way. It's unbelievable to watch.
And that's what I said after the game. The only coaching point that I'm critical of is – leaving Dart in there too long. I mean, man, when a game's over with, get that dude out. Because I love Austin Simmons. I love Walker Howard. But Dart is the guy that's going to take you to the championship.
100% right. Yeah.
They can't do it without him. They could get to the playoffs.
And in that fourth quarter, he runs one up the middle and doesn't slide.
At least he didn't put his shoulder down, though, Chucky. Yeah. Gladly, they did not hit him real hard on that. But I held my breath, too. I did.
Every time he runs the ball, I'm going, no.
Yeah, I know it. But it really is. It's the spacing and the route trees that these receivers are running is, you know, you do a double take. Like, how did he get that wide open? It's because of the route trees and the spacing.
Let's just put a fine point on it. Lane Kiffin, Charlie Weiss Jr., and all the offensive coaches are the best in the business right now.
That's right.
Right now.
They're the best, no doubt. Maybe on all levels. Maybe the NFL, too, because I see a lot of NFL, watch it every Sunday, and I don't see anything like that.
And these first four games, they've been playing chess. The other guy's checkers. They kind of got the pieces. Yep. Although I will say, Clay Helton had his team well coached, right?
Oh, he's a good coach.
They were a good coach.
Yeah. They played hard.
Did everything they could possibly
42-10 playing hard.
Had a running back throwing a touchdown pass, onside kick, tried a reverse, tried a flea flicker, tried the end around.
Yeah.
Some things worked, some things didn't.
Great preparation for Ole Miss
absolutely.
In the future,
I agree.
Right? That was great for it's a great test for Lane.
It's not like, a different difference in NIL and no NIL.
The
no
point.
Doubt. And no doubt.
They didn't come just to collect a check.
No.
Early on, they were obviously trying to do everything they could to stay in it.
Yeah.
And it just couldn't.
Yeah. I mean, they were down less than a touchdown with 2.5 minutes to play at Boise State just a few weeks ago.
That's right.
And, beat Nevada.
Yeah, beat Nevada. I mean, this not – some big time pushover. Now we all know that the competition is really about to take a step up, but you know, the Ole Miss is look, they're Chuck put it up, I believe, a couple days ago, maybe on Sunday, maybe this morning. But 196-point scoring differential over the first four opponents, the highest four-game differential in the history of the SEC. I mean, we're talking about uncharted waters so far.
Yeah, regardless of who you play.
Yeah, I mean,
196
of any four-game span, and traditionally, teams all over the country are going to play the softer opponents at the beginning of the year, right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, this is it's not like this is the first year that teams have played soft opponents to start the season.
First South Farm Credit, let me tell you about those guys quickly. 100 years of experience supporting rural communities and agriculture. Give them a call and let them take you through the financial journey at First South Farm Credit. Mitch Davis Show podcast is going to join us in the next segment. We'll have Harry Harrison come on. We need your text messages at 662-426-1093, 426-1093. We'll get to those. We've got everything else we normally do on a Monday night, including this, Five Things with Yancey, brought to you by Outback Steakhouse.
Yeah, first thought of the day. Congrats on the Ole Miss fan base for setting an attendance record. You could tell Thursday in Oxford it was going to be an overflow crowd, and it was. Thought number two, Jackson Dart, in these eyes, is the best player in college football. But what about Trey Harris? Too early for Heisman talk for him as well? I don't think so. Thought number three, the biggest concern for me going forward continues to be the ability to convert first downs on third and fourth on short distances. You can't keep bringing in J.J. Piggies to bail them out every time. Ole Miss needs Rashad Amos to start getting more involved in short yardage downs. I think he can be that guy. Thought number four, it doesn't get talked about as much as it should, but the offensive schemes, spacing, wide receiver route tree, and misdirections is simply amazing to watch in person. Folks, there's nobody better in the country on the offensive side of the ball on any level than Lane Kiffin, in my opinion. And the last thought of the day, the quality of depth at linebacker was evident Saturday when Kyrie Coleman stepped in for T.J. Daugherty and didn't miss a beat. This group continues to be one of the more underrated position groups in the country.
All right, again.
And it didn't. I mean, that the linebackers played exceptional Saturday.
Listen.
Kyrie did it.
Every time I watch Poole Paul, I'm amazed.
Oh, he's
just his closing speed. And, buddy, when he gets there, he gets them on the ground.
I mean, after the last two games, the things you have to talk about as a negative form is too many penalties. Other than that, been good. Really good.
Too many penalties and Dart, please slide.
You're getting multiple people agree with you.
A lot of those penalties are aggressive defensive plays, though. I don't mind those.
Back with Mitch next.
At Cannon Motors of Mississippi, we've served thousands of customers since 1956. We understand that you're not just looking for a vehicle, you're looking for experience that will improve your life. That's why we're proud to offer a team you can trust. From sales to service, when you think car, think Cannon. Test drive a new Chevrolet Blazer or a new Chevrolet Trailblazer at Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody. Together, let's drive.
Hey, my name is Chris Wade. I'm with First South Farm Credit. When you're looking to buy land, it helps to have someone who can assist you through the process. Land is a special thing. It can serve as an investment or a legacy that you pass down to your children along with the love of the land. That's important. At First South, we offer long-term financing at competitive rates. Call Oxford at 662-234-5015 or Tupelo at 662-842-2454 and become part of the First South family.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw. Raw Real Estate.
Oxford Orthopedic and Sports Medicine board certified surgeons are specially trained for you and your family. From dad's knee replacement to your son's football injury, leaders in orthopedic care, Oxford Orthopedic can treat any of your orthopedic needs close to home. Locations in Oxford, Batesville, Grenada, Hernando, Cleveland, Calhoun City, and Pontotoc. Official orthopedic team physicians for Ole Miss Athletics. To make an appointment, call 662-513-2000 or visit oxfordortho.org.
If you're in the market for a fine piece of jewelry, there's only one name to know, Van Atkins. Serving its customers since 1939, Van Atkins has been voted the best estate jeweler in Mississippi multiple times. With great locations to serve you in historic downtown New Albany and on the square in Oxford, Van Atkins is the place to go. Whether it's a piece for yourself or for that special someone, Van Atkins is the easy decision. And like Chuck always says,
you know she's worth it.
You're listening to the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
Well, the Faris Group's our partner in retirement. Nearly two decades of expertise helping retirees invest and distribute their savings. They continue to give clients unparalleled level of service and deliver results. Locations in Oxford, Ridgeland, Little Rock, Baton Rouge. Give them a call, friends, 1-877-327-3735. Gary, Chuck, Yancey, let's introduce to you, joining us on the program first time, Mitch Davis Show podcast, Mitch himself. Hey, dude.
What's up, guys? How are y'all? Thank y'all for having me on tonight.
Yeah, fella, glad to have you. But I got to hit you with one quick question. Which Kentucky are we going to see, the one that played Georgia or the one that played South Carolina?
Man, that is... I will say my dad is the season ticket holder at UK, and I think he has asked me that about a billion times. Me covering Ole Miss and being around the program with Lane Kiffin and them, he's like, you know, what Kentucky team do you think will show up? I'm like, I don't know, man. You know about as good as I do. You know, this is a Kentucky team that can hang with anybody. They got a great defense. Offense has been spotty, but they look good last week against Ohio. And they also look pretty decent against Southern Miss. Now, again, it was Southern Miss and Ohio, but also in the same sense, and I said this with Brad Logan a couple weeks ago on my podcast, is the one thing that concerns me about this game from an Ole Miss perspective is they haven't been tested yet. They haven't really played, you know, that defense, that SEC defense. They haven't faced the big guns yet. Kentucky has. They've played South Carolina. They've played Georgia. So is that an advantage for Kentucky, or is that a more of a disadvantage for Ole Miss? It's kind of where I'm at right now as I'm writing my preview for Saturday and also kind of looking in and doing a deep dive into the game. That's kind of where I'm stuck up on is, you know, I've seen Ole Miss play all these games, but I haven't seen them play the real competition just yet.
Mitch, let's take Kentucky's offense against Ole Miss's defense. Where do you see the matchups falling right there?
Whew. You know, I think that Ole Miss is going to have the advantage there. Vandergriff has not shown those great signs yet. Kentucky struggled on the offensive line against South Carolina. Again, they were much better against Georgia. They ran the ball really well against Georgia, ran the ball really well against Ohio. You know, but this Ole Miss defense, they've got all those guys up front, and they're so big, they're so physical. And I think that this matchup in particular – might be close like it was 2 years ago when Lexington, where Kentucky traveled to Oxford. But I will say, I think with Ole Miss's depth on the defensive front, I think that's where Ole Miss is going to start having a little bit more advantage over teams like Kentucky. Now, when they get into, you know, maybe Georgia or somebody or Oklahoma or something of that nature, that depth might not be as big of a factor. But against Kentucky, where Kentucky's only one or two deep on offense, Ole Miss is four or five deep on defense. You know, hopefully that makes sense to the listeners. But that's kind of how I view the matchup a little bit.
And then you flip it over on the other side of the ball. Talk about how you feel like Ole Miss's offense compares against matches up against Kentucky's defense.
Yeah, so this is a matchup, and I'm actually going to watch the film, I think, sometime tonight if I can get around to it. This is something that I'm really excited about because I want to see what Jackson Dart can do against those Kentucky corners. You know, and anybody who follows me on Twitter knows that I'm a big fan of Jackson Dart and a big fan of Trey Harris. And I even put out there that those two are my Heisman kind of front runners right now. Everybody wants to talk about Travis Hunter at Colorado, but I've got my reasons why I believe it's Jackson Dart and Trey Harris. But other guys are going to have to get involved in the wide receiver core. Other guys are going to have to put in those big numbers and, you know, kind of allow for Trey Harris to do his thing because Kentucky's probably going to double team. So somebody else is going to have to, in that wide receiver core, step up and be that Trey Harris like we saw with Trey Harris last week against, Middle Tennessee State, and also, I'm losing my train of thought, Georgia Southern as well.
Yeah.
And also the running game. You know, is Ulysses Bentley going to be healthy? That's one of those things where somebody, the next man up, has stepped up so far. But when is that running back room going to get healthy for Ole Miss, where they have all three, four, or five guys that can make the difference? Because if they do, man, this Ole Miss team is scary good.
You know, you look at Ole Miss's, if you're going to nitpick this season so far, is the inability to get to third and fourth and shorts with smaller running backs. We all know Kentucky has a projected top 10 pick there on the defensive line. As you said, they got two fine corners. How do you see that going right there when it's third and two, fourth and one? We know Lane loves to go for it. Anything underneath fourth and what, 10? So, I mean, how do you think that stacks up right there with Ole Miss and Kentucky?
So that's one of those things where it's so hard to tell with Kentucky right now, because they, against South Carolina, they were getting gashed, you know, on those third and twos, third and ones. They would get absolutely gashed for like a first and 20 or first and 25. They'd completely look a big yard passing game or even a running game. But then against Georgia, they were really good on third down, really good on fourth down. So it is so weird. It's like one of those games where you go back and watch the film. But same with Ole Miss, it's Jekyll and Hyde. Kentucky, they look terrible against the terrible team, but then they look really good against the really good team. And then you look at the FCS opponents or the sub Division I opponents in Southern Miss and also Ohio. Same thing with Ole Miss. So we haven't really seen them go up against that talent yet. And no disrespect to Wake Forest, but Wake Forest is not, you know, the higher tier in the ACC. So that's kind of what I'm excited about, to kind of see how that matchup really takes place, because you've got two teams that maybe have not shown everything just yet. I think we're in for a real treat on Saturday afternoon.
You know, and I think something that's flying under the radar a little bit is Kentucky's got two really nice wide receivers, really good. And Ole Miss has had a little trouble in the secondary in the first four games. So that's something that everybody needs to keep their eye on, too, in my opinion. What about you, Mitch?
Yeah, I think, you know, one thing that's a big thing for Ole Miss is how they contain Barry and Brown. Brown, and arguably, and I've seen this guy play multiple times last year, this guy reminds me of Lynn Bowden Jr. Maybe not as stocky as Lynn Bowden was, but he is just as quick. He can beat you in the return game. He can beat you through the air, but he also can come across there with jet sweeps and everything. Barry and Brown is, if he was on a better team, he would be a front runner for a Heisman. So that's the thing. If Vandegrift can settle down, have time to throw the ball, because I think it was against South Carolina. I think it was Cole Kubiak who did a thing where he had like maybe 2.3 seconds to throw the ball against South Carolina. Had a little bit more time against Georgia, and obviously had a really good success against Ohio. If Vandegrift can get into a rhythm and Kentucky can block the defensive line for Ole Miss and he can start hitting Barry and a couple of those other wide receivers, that's when things get interesting for Ole Miss, is how you make those adjustments. We saw those adjustments against Georgia Southern. You know, Georgia Southern scored the first touchdown that Ole Miss has allowed all season. And I felt, I was sitting next to somebody in the press box, I forgot who it was, and I told him, I think that is a good thing for Ole Miss to finally let somebody score. And before anybody who writes me on Twitter says that's a terrible thing, you want to get that monkey off your back before you get into SEC play. Because then at that point, you can just play defense. You can make those adjustments. You can study the film and say, hey, here's what went wrong against Georgia Southern. Here's what we think Kentucky's going to be able to do, what they have been able to do against Georgia and Ohio in Southern Miss. So I think letting Georgia Southern get that touchdown was a big kind of a relief for that Ole Miss defense, if that makes sense for the Ole Miss faithful.
So, Mitch, knowing all what you said and broken down the film, and I know you're one of the best in the biz, we're going to put you on the spot. What do you think the score is going to be?
I think Ole Miss is going to win 35-31. It could be higher scoring, but again, it's going to take Ole Miss and Kentucky a little bit of time to get in some rhythm. I think it's going to be a low-scoring first half. Second half is going to be a lot more fun. This game could go either way. It could be a blowout in favor of Ole Miss, or it could be a really close game. We're the home field advantage, and I would encourage the students to stay for every second of this. Don't go to the library. I know the tweets have been out there. Libraries offering like half price drinks and whatever it is for the second half. I don't know if I don't know. Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the library. Don't, you know, stay in your seat, because that's what SEC football is so special. I've been around this conference, and I grew up with Kentucky and Memphis State, Ole Miss, and you know, that's what makes college football so special, staying in your seat, watching every down, and getting involved, because there's going to be a lot of Kentucky fans making the trip down to Oxford. They love Oxford. I know of a group of probably about 20, 25 that are making their way. They're going to be tailgating in the Grove and going to Taylor Grocery on Friday.
Thank you, buddy. We really appreciate it, Mitch. Thank you so much. We look forward to it again.
Yeah, absolutely. Y'all have a great night, okay?
You too, buddy.
Text messages are next.
Can you imagine? Years of hard work and saving, and now you're worried about outliving your retirement savings. Paxton Farese and the Farese Group have over 20 years and a proven process working toward success, not stress, after retirement. To know how you can truly enjoy a level of comfort and security, talk to the Farese Group. Retirement should be stress-free, not stressful. The Farese Group, FariseGroup.com, offices in Oxford and Jackson. The Farese Group, your partner in retirement. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Hey, Rebel fans, want to be more involved with Ole Miss? Well, join the Grove Collective, the exclusive Ole Miss NIL program. With the new name, image, and likeness law, Rebel fans now have the opportunities to support and elevate Ole Miss student athletes. And the Grove Collective has created a unified portal to amplify that support. As part of the Grove Collective, your support opens access to special events, fan experiences, merchandise, and marketing opportunities with student athletes. To find out more and to become part of the Grove Collective NIL program, visit thegrovecollective.com. Hottie Todd and go Rebs. Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford. At Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate. Gamble Clinic Orthopedics, a national and international leader in musculoskeletal care, are the ones to trust when it comes to orthopedic needs, such as sports medicine, pediatrics, hip and knee, spine, shoulder and elbow, foot and ankle, hand and wrist, as well as cast and x-ray services, along with a physical therapy department. To make an appointment, call 901-759-3111 or schedule online now at www.campbellclinicoxford.com. They also offer a convenient weekly walk-in clinic Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. Campbell Clinic Oxford, located at 2608 South Lamar Boulevard.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
Time to continue this program, the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. We thank Mitch Davis for joining us. We got Harry Harrison coming up soon. We will get into a few things now with our text messages and the injury report. Our text messages are brought to us by Cannon Cleary McGraw, CCM Oxford. .com. Question comes in, and do we think Kentucky's like Mississippi State and bring on basketball season yet? Are they in that mode?
No,
they're in that mode yet, right?
No, I think they're a bowl team. Mississippi State's awful. Good grief.
You know, and looking
Kentucky's going to be a 7-8 win team when it's all said and done.
Looking in the notes already, they've got 8 or 9 guys back defensively. That's why they're so good defensively. Yeah. The offensive line has started a combined 205 games. They've got some guys that have been around a while.
Exactly.
This will be, though, their first time to get out on the road.
Yeah.
How does that play out?
Yeah.
You know?
I think it's just that South Carolina game that really spooked everybody. But
you just don't know.
You know, they.
I thought it's Wake Forest.
I'm talking about from Kentucky. No, I told Gary, I said, now my new worry is Arkansas. So we moved on from Wake Forest, and now it's Arkansas.
South Carolina's going to be a challenge.
It is. It is. But, Kentucky's a solid ball team. The quarterback, he gets happy feet. He's talking about not having time to throw, and that brings up, like, what's going to happen in that Ole Miss game, right?
Anytime you can play defense so you can win.
Yep, and their strength is running the ball, and what is Ole Miss's strength on defense? Stopping them
so far. There's two now. They haven't given up 100 yards rushing in like 50. It's been a while.
Yeah.
Been a lot of games.
Yeah. I just think that the matchups favor Ole Miss.
Sure.
They really do.
Sure.
Their strengths go up against Ole Miss's strengths, and their weaknesses, if we're going to find one, I guess, would be, the DBs.
But to answer that guy's question, Kentucky wouldn't lose to Toledo 40-7 or whatever it was, 40-17.
They're nowhere in the same ballpark. They would beat State by 35, 42
And
points.
State's now lost their quarterback
for the year.
Ugh.
Yes. We actually, in the little table in the back before we came in the studios, were talking about this. Text message comes in. What's the deal with the refs the last two games? All these calls legitimate? It ruins the game when all the attention is on the refs.
Well, look across the landscape of college football. The refs have gone whistle crazy, flag crazy this year, it looks like to me. And they're so ticky-tack. And they're right. It ruins your experience. I mean, people don't go to watch 18 flags in a game.
Yeah,
hey, let's let them play. I mean, I understand the wanting to keep it from being a bloodbath. I get that.
I think that's what some of it is too, Chucky. It's just, they feel bad for the other team.
Well,
it's right.
It's obvious, but the points of emphasis. More on the crackback blocks, because I've seen a ton of those, and I'm like, he turned and ran a couple of steps before the guy hit him, right? He's looking at the guy.
Right.
Watch one of those in the Florida-Mississippi State guy.
Yeah.
Luckily, Ike Smith got up and he was okay, but it wasn't your old-time, I'm just going to lay this guy out block. And then we had one that was just he basically blocked out a guy like rebounding, and they called him for the crackback. And then you're seeing the horse collars or the, quote, face mask that was called, which actually was a grab of the jersey in the second half. I guess that was against Poopall, right?
The worst call was the offensive interference against Trey Harris.
Yeah.
Which never gets called.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if anything, the one that he had Trey's touchdown just a few minutes later, there was more pushing and shoving
down the sideline
than that.
Yeah.
But Chucky, who was that used to be football team? I can't remember. There used to be famous about crackback blocking. I mean, that's all they used to do. I cannot. Back in the Tuberville days, around in there.
I don't know.
It'll come to me, but there was an offensive line coach. He used to pretty much coach that, and used to irritate everybody.
Basically, most of the rest were agreeing with you, Chuck, on Dart and sliding. Do we talk to him about sliding? Mm-hmm. I guess you do, but
it's just not in his DNA.
He's just not going to do it, is he?
I mean, the only way you're going to solve that is to take him out of the game.
Yeah,
and I think the only thing that can slow down this train is for him to get hurt.
That's right.
That's it.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, it's hard. It's hard to, he's done it his whole life. It's hard to change just right now.
I mean, he said it himself last year. His dad taught him to be a football player first and a quarterback second. Well, that's well and good, but we want to win a title.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I know.
We need no more helmets coming down and busting the nose.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I think he loves it. I don't know.
I think he does. I think sometimes he likes delivering the hit more than taking.
Yeah,
no doubt. Yeah.
I don't think there's any doubt about that.
Linebacker, quarterback's body, maybe. Something like that.
Well, he's 225 pounds. I mean, he's not a little boy.
Yeah.
A big, big man.
CCMOxford.com. They bring our text messages. Now, how about some injuries? Oxford Orthopedic and Sports Medicine. Their website is OxfordOrtho.com.
Well, here's the interesting thing about the injuries. Starting Wednesday, the schools are going to have to report injuries. But right now, we don't know. We know that Lane committed to J.J. Pegues playing this weekend. That was the number one concern by the media. Jeremy James is still out with his broken hand. We heard that Caleb Warren has started practicing again from his knee injury, but he didn't play any Saturday that I saw.
I didn't see Scott. Was he in there?
Scott played a little bit.
Did he?
Yeah, at right guard. He didn't play any center.
Okay.
TJ Dottery, linebacker, is going to play this week. Lane said he could have played last week, but he just held him out.
And that's JJ had the same injury as TJ. Shoulder popped out of place is what I heard.
Lewis Moore got injured in the Georgia Southern game, and I don't know his status. I think Jared Ivey, defensive end, is supposed to be back this weekend.
Is he? Yeah. That's big. That's big.
Yep. All right. Next up, Harry Harrison joins us on the other side of the break. We'll get our game day outlook, talk with him about last Saturday, and get his thoughts on the upcoming one against Kentucky.
Ole Miss fans, your only choice for daily fantasy sports is Prize Picks. America's number one daily fantasy sports app, Prize Picks has over 5 million active members. And it's fun and it's simple. Pick two or more players from any sport and whether they'll go for more or less of their projected stats, choose flex or power play, and watch the winnings roll in. Flex means you still win even if one of your picks misses. Power plays are higher payouts, but you got to get all of your picks right. Bottom line, you have options that fit your daily fantasy playing style, but only with our friends at Prize Picks. And they've already made me a winner. CeeDee Lamb, an easy pick for more than 96 receiving yards. The only weapon for Dak Prescott in his more or less of 263 passing yards. Even better, you can now get up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. And winning withdrawals with Prize Picks are fast, safe, and secure. When those picks hit, you can get your money in as quick as 15 minutes. So download the Prize Picks app today and use code TALKOFCHAMPIONS. That's code TALKOFCHAMPIONS to get $50 instantly when you play $5. Code TALKOFCHAMPIONS on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive this $50 bonus. It's guaranteed with Prize Picks. Run your game.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford. Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw. Raw Real Estate. Roof leaks can disturb your relaxing weekend or put your business operations and assets in jeopardy. Riverland Roofing is a licensed, insured, and certified roofing contractor that offers clients quality solutions that suit their budget. As a certified GAF master contractor, Riverland can offer warranties that can last a lifetime, servicing five states, including Mississippi and Tennessee. Owned and operated by Ole Miss alumni, Riverland Roofing covers what matters most, home or business. Find out more at riverlandllc.com or call 844-901-ROOF. Make Lenora's in Oxford your go-to dinner play this season. Their daily ravioli is always amazing, and you can
cannot go wrong with the Decadent Crawfish Mac and Cheese. They have an excellent variety of seafood dishes, and their ribeyes and fillets are cooked to perfection every time. Have a taste of the weekend on Wine Wednesdays, too. Call for your reservation today at 662-236-1144. That's 236-1144. Located at 309 North Lamar. Great food and great vibes. It's a winning combination. Hey, cheers, and see you at Lenora's.
At Cannon Motors of Mississippi, we serve thousands of customers since 1956. We understand that you're not just looking for a vehicle, you're looking for experience that will improve your life. That's why we're proud to offer a team you can trust. From sales to service, when you think car, think Cannon. Test drive a new Chevrolet Blazer or a new Chevrolet Trailblazer at Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody. Together, let's drive.
Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Are you looking for a quality used car at a price fit for your budget? No Worries Automotive Group has locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. No credit check, no driver's license, no worries. Every vehicle comes with a 30-month, 30,000-mile service contract. Let our friendly and knowledgeable sales staff help you find the car you deserve. Remember, we have locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. Find us anytime, anywhere at NoWorriesCars.com. Were you hurt in a car wreck or a passenger in a one-car accident? Call our trained professionals at the Maxwell Law Firm in Greenwood, Mississippi. Call 626-885-0529 and let your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialists at Maxwell Law Firm help you when you need it most. 626-885-0529, your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialist. 213 West Front Street, Greenwood, Mississippi. Hotty toddy and go Rebs.
Hello, this is Parker Guy from Tico's Steakhouse. We opened a second location in Oxford, Mississippi this past spring and would like to invite anyone visiting Oxford, whether it be for a sporting event, visiting kids in school, or just a weekend getaway, to join us for the same sizzling steaks, healthy pours, and family atmosphere that has been serving Mississippi for over three decades. Our hours are 4:30 to 9 Monday through Thursday, 4:30 to 10 on Friday and Saturday, with brunch from 10 to 2 on select Sundays. Please visit our website, ticossteakhouse.com, or call our phone number at 662-638-3181 for any questions.
Ole Miss football, basketball, baseball, and more are all right here on the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
Four and zero for the Rebels. Tennessee moved in front of them in the AP. They're sixth there, five in the coaches' poll. It's 2-2 Kentucky. Two SEC games under the belt. Lost both of them. Let's talk a little bit more about all this with Harry Harrison. Hey, buddy.
Hey, gentlemen. How are you?
We're doing great, my man. How about you?
Oh, it's all good. It's all good. 4-0. You know, four non-conference games. Kind of built to right where we thought we'd be. Got a few injuries, but nothing major, I don't think. So built right into the SEC schedule, and it'll be an eight-game grind from this point forward.
No doubt about it, eight-game grind. Fortunately, we got two open dates in that grind, but eight straight SEC teams is a challenge for anybody.
And three four in the playoffs, Chucky and Harry. So it's more, you know, you're looking at 11 to 12 games. It really becomes a grind in the playoffs.
We are definitely counting on that for sure.
Anything
short of the playoffs, we're going to all be disappointed.
Oh, I agree.
Devastated.
Hey, yeah. Were you a little bit surprised today when Lane said, somebody asked him, said, if those first four games prepared us for the SEC? And he said, no. But he said, we've been preparing for the SEC in practice.
Uh-huh.
Well, I think what he meant by that is that offensive line seems a much better defensive front each day in practice. And you flip that around, the defensive front seems a much better offensive line than what they've seen in the first four games. And same way as you can move all the way through from D-line to linebackers to to the safeties and corners, we got better players than what we played so far. So I understood what he was saying.
Me too. I'm just surprised he said it.
Yeah.
Oh, I get it.
Well, he's telling the truth, John.
Yeah. That's the thing about Kiffin. Now, you ask him a question, you're going to get an answer.
That's correct.
Harry, I'm trying to put a name on it, and maybe Dwayne Dotson, but Dwayne was much bigger. Who does Poopaw from Ole Miss, if anybody, remind you of?
You know, Yancey, he wasn't as big as Dwayne Dotson. He's taller, but he wasn't as heavy.
That's right.
He's been inside the box. Dwayne Dotson played on the outside. He and the linebacker from
Cassius Ware.
Cassius Ware. They kind of played that outside rush defense, you know, DN, outside linebacker role. But the only guy that he even think about comparing him to is a guy that's in the NFL Hall of Fame.
Agree.
Man. Willis.
Quickness is of course, Patrick Willis. I'm not saying he's Patrick Willis, but he does read plays, and he gets through gaps, and he understands the run game, and he absolutely goes through there and with reckless abandon. He's very fast, runs guys down, as you saw the other night. Just a good player. And I said the last 2 years, he was the best player Arkansas had on their defense. And as Lane said, we're really glad to have him.
You know, and Harry, I think that's a great comparison because – particularly from the speed angle. I mean, this guy's got closing speed.
Mm. Well, he does, Chuck. And I've just been impressed with his ability to find the gap in the offensive line to get to the ball carrier, diagnosing those runs. And, you know, he hadn't overshot one. He hadn't understood. You know, he just always
shows
up with the right – you know, a lot of times they'll run, especially if you got zone blocking up front, those backs will hesitate and wait for that backside to open up. And he's not overrun that. They have not cut back on him and made him miss. He's been very, very, very good in being able to diagnose those run plays and where it's going. And if it's a sweep, he goes through that line and runs them down from behind. So, very instinctive player.
So where do you go? We're hoping Jared Ivey's going to be ready for this weekend, and I've been told that he's got a real good shot to play, but. Did you like JJ at defensive end and then Walter and Jamarius Brown at the tackles and Princely at the other end, or would you rather see a little more speed on that end?
I thought JJ played well, you know, from a new position. Ivy gives you at 6'6", gives you a little more height at that DN, Chuck. Obviously, when you take those tackles, JJ is going to be able to run better probably than, you know, for a distance from Nolan and Harris, but I think that's when they had moved Harris out there. He needs to be inside. And Nolan just obviously dominates inside. But I thought J.J. did a good, decent job for his first night at the D-end position, really playing it all night. And he got banged up, and, you know, several times he got hit. You can see him kind of favoring that left shoulder. So, you know, we assume he's going to be ready to play come Saturday. I don't know if they diagnosed anything but a shoulder sprain or whatever it might be. Do you know?
Well, Lane said today that he expected him to play.
Yeah.
And so, you know, Lane doesn't give you too much on injuries, so I would anticipate him playing. Plus, I told Yancey and Gary during the break, Harry, that I think he's been holding that shoulder for 3 years, hasn't he?
I heard it popped out of place like TJ's did the week before, and they popped it back in and gave him the x-rays, and it was clean, so – I don't know if they – I mean, honestly, I don't think they need J.J. for Piggies for this weekend. But I'd sit him just for the sake of being careful. But, you know, they know better than I. But I think you're right, Harry, with Xavion, you know, going out – he's a plugger, right? Harris needs to be down there in the middle. You know, J.J. does give you some more ability to get after the passer than Harris would, but he's a natural tackle. You know, getting Ivy back this weekend would be huge. On the defensive backfield, I thought Kennedy played a little bit better this weekend. When Lewis got hurt there, what were your thoughts about that?
Yeah, I thought he did. Of course, they started Lewis Moore. He played the majority of the game until he got nicked up, and then they brought in Kennedy. But I didn't think that there was – I thought the slot receiver for Wake Forest was by far their best guy. and I think he was better than the slot receiver when we saw this past Saturday against Georgia Southern. So that could have had something to do with it. But guess what, guys? We got two elite receivers we're going up against. This
yes, sir.
Barry and Brown and Dane Key. Dane Key leading the club in receptions by far. He's I think he's got 15 on the year. They hadn't thrown it a bunch. I mean, we got Trey Harris with 38 catches. Dane Key, their leading receiver, with 15, and then Barry and Brown with 12. But they're both tall, rangy guys, and Barry and Brown especially. We saw him as a freshman run a kickoff back 100 yards on us in Oxford, but I guess that was back 22. And he's definitely a weapon. So both those guys are good players, and their quarterback's kind of rolling into form. So we'll have a handful, you know, the 50s and 52 to 6s, and those kind of games are probably over with. Just because this SEC, you can get your lights put out every weekend if you're not ready to play.
No doubt about it. I want to go back to revisit the defensive line again, Harry. Two guys that I thought did a really good job against Georgia Southern were the two freshmen, William Echols and Cam Franklin. You can tell they're raw, they're green, but man, they come off the ball like. They have bad intentions.
And they looked the part, too, for 18-year-old freshman, Chuck. And, of course, you know, the defensive end, Cam Franklin, was here for spring practice. William Echols was not. He came in the first part of the summer, has been working out and going through drills and things. But he's got a really bright future, quick first step, and they can disrupt some things. And really, if you look at all these players in front of them, they're really about third-team guys. And so late in that game, after those guys in Georgia Southern have been trying to block our first two units, I'm thinking they thought, well, maybe we'll get a break if they ever send the last guys in, but not so with William Echols and Cam Franklin. They present a big problem for any offensive line.
Echols reminds me of a little bit bigger DJ Jones, DJ had that first step that was
a good comparison.
You know,
Franklin's got some strong hands. I don't know if you observed that, Harry. I always watch the replay on Sunday nights, and just I especially love it when the second and third teamers get in there. I mean, Franklin, his hands are like upperclassmen. He's just strong.
Well, he's 6'5 and what, 265 or 70 already, and.
He's been grabbing for that NIL money for a long time.
Hey, I would too.
That'll strengthen your hands, won't it?
That's the name of the game, man.
Yeah, no doubt.
Oh my goodness! What do you think? Offensively, I thought we played very well. You know what's interesting? We hadn't really had to lean on our tight ends at all. We've used them a little bit in prior games. Didn't lean on them much at all the other night. I think maybe Priestcorn had two catches, and Wright might have had one or two. I don't remember about him. He didn't make the stat sheet if he did. But, pick your poison. Obviously, Trey Harris has just come by the gate like we thought he would, just been a terrific player through four games. And now he's going to match up with SEC corners and safeties. So that it's going to get harder and harder. You'll find out who the cream will always rise to the top. But you know, if you want to double him up, you got Juice Wells open and Caden Lee or Watkins. Just and then if that doesn't work, you might send two tight ends in there and run some short routes with them. Big targets. Caden Priestcorn at 6'6" and Daquan Wright at 6'4" or 6'5". So gives you big targets, to throw to. So I think the offensive line is. That group of five, and, of course, you might as well say five and a half because the left tackle, I think, was alternating every other series, being Diego Pounds and Jaden Williams. But Jaden Williams is playing really well. I think he stepped his game up quite a bit since 2 years ago. And I don't see a bad spot on that offensive line. And we're going to get some guys back. I know Caleb Warren will probably be back this week. I know Jaquan Scott from Southern Miss he's already been back, and we'll get number 78.
James,
you think Jeremy will come back this week?
I don't know if James will be back this week. I'm going to try to make it by practice tomorrow. I don't think James will be back. If he is, I don't think he'd be a factor already, but unless he's got a big club on his hand or something. But I think probably by South Carolina he'd be back. And
yeah.
that just gives you a lot of depth along that offensive line, guys.
I thought that was real interesting what Lane said today. He was asked if we'll see the same kind of rotation when those guys do come back from injury. And he said he thought there'd be more rotation, which I think I like that.
If you got if you get Caleb Warren and Jeremy James back and Scott, I think you probably will see more inside rotation between those three spots, you know, the two guards in the center. And that will help going in some of these games when it's an absolute brutal war inside there. And most SEC games are. Kentucky's got a big offensive tackle. I can't remember his name, but 6'6 or 6'7, about 340. So he's a load inside. He doesn't run that well, but he obviously covers several gaps in there when you're trying to run at him. So I didn't get to see. I think I have it taped. I have not seen the Kentucky and Georgia game, but obviously Kentucky came to play that day and really played well defensively to keep Georgia at 13 points. So we shall see. We shall see as the week wears on. But I expect them to be as good as they can be coming in here Saturday. Early game, I like that from our standpoint just because Lane's got those guys out practicing, you know, starts at 9:30, 10 o'clock through camp and now into the season. So I think that's a big plus for us. But we'll see. You know, expect a big crowd. I mean, had the largest crowd ever last weekend. Surely we can break that against Kentucky.
Yeah, homecoming too, you know. Yeah,
Harry and Chuck, the way that Dart uses his eyes, I mean, that's what Eli was so good at too. But, I mean, he just baits those DBs. He'll intentionally look, and Gary, we talked about this off the air, he'll look on the right side of the field knowing that he's going to go on the left side just to bait a safety or something to switch off of it. When's the last time you've seen anybody use their eyes like Dart?
You know, yeah. There hadn't been many guys like that because, I mean, you're right. He literally keeps those safeties in the middle of the field because they don't have a clue where he's going. And that's part of his maturity. That's 3 years in the system. I meant to ask Kiffin today, but there were so many questions I didn't jump in there. But he looks like he's playing in slow motion. He's so calm, you know. Yeah. And that's just a matter of knowing exactly where everybody's going to be, know what the hot receiver is, if he's going to be open. But, yeah, he uses his eyes and looks safeties off. And a lot of time that holds those guys in the middle of the field so they don't get much help on the outside against Juice Wells or against Trey Harris on those deep routes. And, of course, he throws a great deep ball. Had one hiccup the other night. He didn't quite get out to Juice quick enough and far enough. But, anyway, we'll give him that error.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Harry, as always, my man, we appreciate it.
Thank you, bud.
Talking Ole Miss football, you guys.
Nobody better than you. We'll talk to you next Monday after another win.
Bye-bye.
Harry Harrison, Ole Miss Radio Network, doing a little analysis with David Kellum on the calls of those games. And here today, our game day outlook brought to you by Gateway Tire. 1929, 54 locations, 6 different states. Gateway Tire goes the distance for you. Back in a minute.
That's good to me. She's all right. I don't know she's all right. She's all right. She's all right.
Rebel fans, do you have real estate questions? Coldwell Banker Signature agents have the answers. Whether you're buying or selling, let the agents at Coldwell Banker Signature give you the home field advantage. Start your search now, www.oxford38655.com, or call them directly at 662-50-38655. Also, if you're thinking about a career in real estate, give Martin a call at 662-50-38655 to learn about the opportunities available. Find your home with Coldwell Banker Signature today.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out in their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
At Philly Finance, we are an installment loans financial institution that is here to fit most budgets. We make sure that our customers, like you, have the best service and treat you like family. We don't base our loans off your credit score. We base it off your credit history. You can reach us at 601-650-9555 and do a phone application or come by our store in Philadelphia. You can also follow us on Facebook at Philly Finance. Remember, call 601-650-9555 and let us help meet your financial needs.
Are you looking for a quality used car at a price fit for your budget? No Worries Automotive Group has locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. No credit check, no driver's license, no worries. Every vehicle comes with a 30-month, 30,000-mile service contract. Let our friendly and knowledgeable sales staff help you find the car you deserve. Remember, we have locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. Find us anytime, anywhere at NoWorriesCars.com.
With over 40 years of combined experience, the Tom Smith Land and Homes team, serving the Cleveland, Mississippi area, is committed to achieving the best results for buyers and sellers. Their knowledge and expertise about agricultural, hunting, and recreational lands is highly known and respected throughout the state. With Tom Smith Land and Homes, you can expect more and get more return on your real estate investment.
Contact Tom Smith Land and Homes today at 662-441-2500.
Looking for the right place to get your game day colors? Rebel Rags has the largest selection of Ole Miss merchandise anywhere, including football jerseys in every size and color. Come grab them while supplies last. Rebel Rags also has game day polos, sideline gear, tailgate items, and more. Famous name brands like Nike, Under Armour, Columbia, Drake, Coliseum, Champion, and Comfort Color t-shirts. Check out Rebel Rags' new entrance off Jackson Avenue with plenty of parking, or shop online at rebelrags.net. Rebel Rags, owned and operated by Rebel fans for Rebel fans. Tell them, Molly.
Rebel Rags. Anything, everything, all. Miss.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
It's the final few minutes of the program. Van Atkins Jewelers giving us the SEC and Ole Miss news. Van Atkins is the South's leader in the state's jewelry and diamond solitaires, as Chuck always says. You know she's worth it. So we know we have the 11 a.m. kickoff this week, homecoming matchup against Kentucky, next week's game against South Carolina, 2:30 on ESPN. The league office announced that today. And in SEC and news, and a lot plays into your stats, right? When you're looking at the highest teams scoring and the highest teams defensively, there are five teams in the top six in both categories, offensively points per game and defensively points per game. It's amazing to see those five teams that are there. There's a reason they're also in the top five or six in the country, too.
So we know Ole Miss, Tennessee, Georgia,
Alabama,
Bama.
Ohio State.
And then Ohio State's the other one. Yeah.
Texas is not in there.
Texas is in the offense, but not in the top six.
And
defensively, they're in the top 10.
Yeah.
They're in the top 10. So that's a look at a little SEC and Ole Miss news. Now let's do some recruiting or whatever you want to do, Yancey, here presented by the Grove Collective.
Yeah, well let's start off with the recruiting first. The big recruiting news, Ole Miss picked up LaDarian Clardy out of Escambia, Florida, four-star safety, top 150 player. And, folks, not too many times Ole Miss goes into Florida and beats out Miami, Florida State, and Florida. And they did just that. He's number 16 ranked safety in the country. I've got a couple really good buddies still coaching in the SEC for other colleges. Talked about him briefly on Sunday. We were texting back and forth, and they said this kid is the real deal. So it's a big-time pickup. That moves Ole Miss to number 20 right now in the high school football recruiting rankings. Football visits-wise, Ole Miss brought in the number one defensive lineman in Mississippi, Andrew Maddox. He's committed to Ole Miss. They brought in a pair of 2026 wide receivers, Morton's Xavier Alexander and Hattiesburg's Tristan Keys. Both are top 50 national prospects. Brought in the number three tight end in the 25 class, Matt Sutter, out of Illinois. As we know, Ole Miss has pre-sworn that's graduating, so that'll be big. Basketball tidbits. Top 100 hoop prospect Cortland Muldrew will be coming in for the Oklahoma weekend on 3Sports. Recruiting prediction machine has Ole Miss as the silent leader for him. Baseball notes, after readjusting the rankings for the freshman class, 24 class that are freshmen right now, you know, who went pro, who ended up maybe going to another school, didn't even enroll. They readjusted the rankings. Ole Miss finished number four, which is really impressive there. They got another commitment this past week from brother Rico, Michigan, 2025 right-handed pitcher Blake Litch, I believe is his last name. 6'4", 210. I like those big old boys, Chucky. Throws about 95 miles an hour. He's 9-0 last year with a .0063 ERA, 101 Ks and 63 innings. And then a couple of the non-recruiting notes to kind of pass along here. Ole Miss is first in the country in points per game with 55, tied for first in points per game given up at 5.5. Ole Miss is seventh in the country in converting third downs at 55.8% and fifth in the country at stopping 30 downs. They're only giving up 21% on third downs. Ole Miss is second in the country in red zone defense, first in the country in rush defense at just under 34 yards a game, and 12th in the country in total defense at 238 yards a game. Ole Miss's offense is number one in total offense, number one in scoring offense, 12th in rushing offense, and first in passing offense. Jackson Dart continues to lead the country in passing yards at 388 yards a game. Henry Parrish is 12th in the country in rushing yards, 427, and tied for 5th in rushing touchdowns with 7th. Trey Harris is 2nd in the country in receiving yards with 628. And most impact plays for SEC interior defensive linemen going into week 5. Walter Nolan stands at 2nd in the SEC at 19. J.J. Piggies 4th at 18. And Jared obviously missed the game last week, but he's still in the top 7 with 15. So it doesn't matter if you go to team stats, individual stats, Ole Miss is up there near or at the top.
And Jackson Dart leads in passing yards by 115, not throwing in two quarters. Something that's – and he said, I think the stat came out last 20 years, most passing yards through four games for an SEC quarterback.
And they're number one in total offense by like 60 yards. It's a huge gap.
Last couple of minutes go to Chuck. The Good, Bad, and Ugly brought to you by Riverland Roofing, your locally owned roofing firm. Inspections, new roofs, maintenance programs. They've got you covered at 662-644-4297.
A good, finally, SEC play is here with Kentucky coming to Oxford for homecoming at 11 a.m. Saturday morning. Enough with the preliminaries. The Rebs did everything they were supposed to do by going 4-0 convincingly, and you heard the stats Yancey just rattled off. It's time to test the waters against 8 straight SEC opponents. One stat you didn't say, Yancey, 196-point differential in the first 4 games. That's the highest ever in the SEC after 4 games. The bad, just get a few players back. That's all from injury. No bad. 4-0. Let's stomp the Wildcats Saturday.
Certainly no ugly. How can anything be ugly after this start?
Well, I'm hearing a lot of complaints about the siren.
Still, right? Yes.
I
that
love
was third
it.
Down.
That
might,
love the siren.
That might be ugly.
I don't know. I love it. That's the same crowd that tells you to sit down in front of you. Stand up, be loud, and enjoy the siren and fireworks and everything else. Hotty toddy.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.